Senate approves $70 billion immigration funding. The article follows Donald Trump and his immigration agenda as a Republican-led Senate moves a funding plan for immigration enforcement toward the House. It shows a hard line on immigration shaping the political debate before elections. Democrats oppose the measure and press for limits, while a faction of Republicans faces internal tensions. The piece explains the budget maneuver behind the push and what comes next in the legislative fight. Senate approves a big funding package for immigration enforcement. Republicans use budget reconciliation to push it through despite Democratic opposition. Murkowski is the only Republican to vote against the measure. Some Republicans break with Trump on the fund and side with Democrats on amendments. The bill heads to the House quickly, highlighting GOP splits and Democratic critique of the fund for Trump allies. Senate approves $70 billion immigration funding through budget bill lead. What happened the U.S.? Senate approved a $70 billion Republican plan to fund immigration enforcement through the end of Donald Trump's term. The measure passed 52-47, with one Republican voting against. It now heads to the House, which is expected to act quickly. Context: how the measure was shaped. Republicans used a budget reconciliation process to shield the package from a filibuster and push it forward, despite unified Democratic opposition. The funding covers the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE and the Customs and Border Protection CBP agencies for multiple years. Democrats sought to block or tightly constrain the fund with various amendments, arguing the plan served conservative immigration goals over voters' needs. Internal GOP dynamics. The vote highlighted tensions within the Republican ranks. A number of Republicans publicly pressed for changes or opposed parts of the plan, while others backed the package. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was the lone Republican to oppose the measure. Several Republicans aligned with the leadership on the overall package, but supported amendments, signaling discomfort with elements of the funding. On one set of amendments intended to block or limit the fund, a cross-section of GOP senators sided with Democrats, though the amendments fell short of the 60 votes needed. Notable votes and outcomes among the Republicans who supported amendments to block the fund were Senators Collins, Maine; Husted, Ohio; Sullivan, Alaska; Tillis, North Carolina; Murkowski and Cassidy, Louisiana. Their votes did not enable passage of the amendments, and the underlying funding measure proceeded. Democrats also offered proposals to constrain or reevaluate the fund, but those motions did not gain the necessary support to pass. What happens next with passage in the Senate? The bill moves to the House for a swift action. The White House and GOP leadership frame the move as a priority to demonstrate a hardline immigration stance ahead of elections. Democrats maintain their opposition and say they would challenge or amend the package if it returns to their chamber. Conclusion: the Senate's approval of a $70 billion immigration funding package advanced through budget reconciliation to avoid a filibuster marks a decisive hardline immigration enforcement stance ahead of elections. While the move demonstrates the GOP's commitment to border security, it also exposes significant internal GOP divisions as some members push amendments and others support the package. With the bill now heading to the House, swift action is expected, though Democrats remain opposed and poised to challenge or modify the proposal. The episode underscores how immigration policy has become a central, polarizing axis in the political landscape, shaping messaging and legislative strategy for both parties. Frequently asked questions: what does the Senate approval of $70 billion immigration funding mean? The Senate voted to fund ICE and CBP for several years. It uses a special budget step to avoid a filibuster. It now goes to the House. Who gets the money and what is it for? The money pays for immigration enforcement by ICE and CBP. It covers border security work and related duties. It supports Trump's hardline immigration plan. How did the vote go and who supported or opposed it? The vote was 52-47. One Republican voted no, Lisa Murkowski. Some Republicans backed changes, but the main funding passed. What happens next in the House? The House should act quickly to approve it. If the House backs it, the bill goes to the president to sign. Why is this move controversial? It uses a budget maneuver to fund a long, broad immigration package. Democrats oppose the money and how it was pushed through. Republicans say it strengthens border security and enforcement.